the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for any of the coaches or student athletes here this afternoon. We're now joined on the call by the head coach of the Elon Phoenix, Matt Matheny, and his senior forward, Tyler Sebring. Good afternoon, guys.
Hey, Rob.
Good afternoon.
How are you guys? Just wanted to start with you, Coach. Just certainly last season didn't end the way that you would have liked, but as you've gone through practice, how driven is your are you and your team to race that in and get the things going back in the way that you'd prefer?
We've had, in a lot of ways, a very long spring, summer, and fall because the end of the year last year is very bitter. It's a very bad taste and a very difficult memory. But it motivated us, and I think we've grown a lot as individuals and as our team as a result of the experience that we had. And our guys, without question, have worked harder this off season than any other time since I've been here at Elon.
Tyler, how about for you? You guys, you and especially the group of seniors that you have had a lot of success during your career at Elon, but going through the way last year ended, what's been the discussion among you and making sure that it doesn't happen again?
I think just this past offseason has helped promote some of the excitement that we're having for this year. Just ready to attack the practices so far and getting ready to attack the season.
Matt, Tyler has been an all-conference player now for a couple years, certainly has developed into one of the top all-around performers in the league. What have you asked from him this season, and how has he grown, and where are his expectations coming into the year?
Well, we asked him in the spring to expand his game. We've done that every year since he's been here. We've asked him that, and he's answered every time. And he's done that again this year. He's a better player now than he was 5 months ago. But the biggest thing that we tasked him with was being a more vocal leader. And it's come a lot easier for him than I thought it might. Naturally, I think Tyler got here and worked his tail off and has improved. Everybody in our league has seen that. I wouldn't say he was a very vocal player his first 2 years in our program. You could see it emerging last year. I have been very impressed and pleased with how he has been a leader in the summer, in the spring and the summer, sure, but since we've started practice, he's just been sensational as a communicator and a leader.
Tyler, when I have the opportunity to speak with coaches each week during the season, they always talk about how difficult of a matchup you are just because of your ability to shoot the ball and also get to the rim. What have you worked on to make yourself even a better player?
I think adding even more dimensions offensively, but then also trying to improve other areas of my game, including passing, rebounding, and improving defensively, both on the ball and within the team defense. I think just diversifying every aspect of your game is important for every player during the offseason when you have the time to do it.
Matt, obviously it's always good when you're putting your team together to have a veteran player at the point guard spot, and you've got a really good one in Dane and Swoop, sort of similar to Tyler. What have you asked for him, and what would you like to see from him this season?
I'd like for him to be healthy. He's had a really difficult offseason health-wise. He's been in and out of practice, and at this point, several practices, he's just practicing a very little bit. I do like where he is mentally. He is battling with this frustration of being in and out of practices, but he has been locked in like I said about Tyler. Danan has been locked in as a communicator. And you referenced it in your first question with the way the season ended last year. We've been very motivated in the off season, and you can see that with the way Tyler and Danan and the other veteran players that we have been motivated and how they've been directing not only their own progress but everybody else.
Tyler, you're part of a five-player senior class. You guys have played an awful lot of minutes together over the year, I'm assuming, or are very close. What's the relationship among that class, and how would you guys like to sort of leave your legacy? Have you talked about that at all, or how you like this senior season to go?
Yeah, absolutely. We, you know, we're really close as a class, you know, coming in together, or the five of us, and really the last 3 years and entering this fourth year, we just really appreciate playing with each other. And we're bringing back a lot of experience this year, and we're excited about that, but also each guy's taking on, you know, filling in different roles too with this class and with the team in general. And once you hit that senior year, obviously the talks about legacy always come up, and you really start looking down the line. And we're just appreciating every opportunity we have to play together in this last year, because it's really been a privilege to play with these guys. And for us, it's just about enjoying it and winning some ball games this year.
We've got an immediate question in queue, if you'll get that for us, Melissa.
And it's from John Titel, HoopsHD.com.
Hey, Coach, just wanted to ask about your upbringing, as it were, as a player and assistant at Davidson. Is that kind of the model you have that you're trying to have Elon become eventually? And if so, does that mean we're going to have you on this call in 20 years since McKillop is starting his 30th year as a coach this year?
Wouldn't that be great? Elon's such a fantastic place, and if I'm fortunate enough to coach here as long as Coach McKillop has been at Davidson, I would feel like a lucky man. And I had a great experience as a player. I was a football player first at Davidson, but then walked on the team there and got to spend 16 years as an assistant and 2 years as a player under Coach McKillop. And I really learned what I believe in and what I try to do here during that time. And I feel like I had a very fortunate upbringing in the game. And I think you can still learn. We've traveled around as coaches and talked to a lot of people in the off season, like we probably do every year. We've done it more this year than ever before. You can still grow. You can still learn. I still do rely on Coach McKillop for a lot of X and O's and life advice. That'd be a great thing to say if I could do anything close to what Coach McKillop's done at Davidson.
Matt, we've obviously talked about the five seniors and the role that they're going to play, but you do have some holes to fill from last year's lineup. Are there any newcomers that you see seeing some action, or are there some guys that last year that maybe didn't get to play as many minutes that will move into a more prominent role?
Well, we have two guys that were very prominent last year, like you referenced, that are now playing professional basketball overseas. That Brian Dawkins is in Poland, and Dimitri Thompson's in Lebanon, and so we're proud of those two guys advancing in their basketball careers. But with their departure, we got to fill some holes, like you said, and we've had a little bit of the injury bug in our preseason practices, nothing too major, but as a result of guys missing practice, we've had some young players get a lot of valuable repetition in practice, and young players can look good at times and then make mistakes at times, and we're experiencing that. Our first-year players are going through that. But I feel like our freshmen are advanced at this point in their first year because of the opportunity to get reps in practice.
Tyler, obviously it's season number one in the beautiful new Shar Center. How excited are you and your teammates to be able to play in that facility this year?
Oh, it's incredible. It's a fantastic facility, and we feel so lucky for you know, having the opportunity to be the first team, you know, to kind of break it in. And you know, I love my time in Alumni Gym, and I really am going to miss a lot of the features of it, but I mean, we're excited for what's ahead of us and being able to open up the Shark Center.
Matt, before I let you guys go, just give me a few keys in your mind for Elon to have a successful season.
We got to be a little bit better in just about every area. And what we found out in February and early March last year was that, what we already knew a little bit, that we have a very, very small margin for error. And if that is, if we are off defensively, just a step, if we're off offensively with our shot selection or shooting percentage, if we're off in terms of the number of loose balls we're getting, then it can be a major problem. And so I felt like, and what we've talked to our team a lot about is, let's just get a little bit better in each area. And if we can improve a step here, a step there defensively, step here, a step there in our rebounding, and then shoot a little bit higher percentage, then I think we're going to be a pretty dangerous team.
All right, Matt and Tyler, thanks so much for taking time with us this afternoon. Good luck throughout the rest of practice and as your season gets underway, and look forward to seeing you guys play this season.
Come see us, Rob. You got to see the Shaw Center. It's unbelievable.
I'm looking forward to it.
All right, see you.
All right, thanks, guys.